Charlie just made it back from their family's house out in Virginia. He went and buried his, he buried his sister. I know it was a hard trip. It was one that he had been knowing was coming. It'd been weighing heavy on his mind and his back, and I talked to him. I know how things have went. We need to continue to pray for Charlie and his family. We announced this morning about two or three others who have passed away. Brother Russell, having hospice care, take care of him. What a struggle. Whenever life comes at you, death is not a pleasant thing to think about. Death is not something we want to keep on our mind. But we all know that each one of us, every one of us, has an appointment. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. So none of us sitting in here is going to escape that. The only way that we don't face death is if the Lord comes back in our life. If that happens, it will be a day like none other. That will be the day that we stand before God. But when we get to our appointment of death, however we leave this earth, that too will be how that we're judged. You have your Bibles, and I hope that you do. Turn to the book of James. James chapter 4. Let's look at verses 7 and verse 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Yield to God in every way, is what that's saying. Surrender to God. Every aspect of our life, no matter what it may be that we're thinking about, all the struggles that come, and we all have struggles. I was talking to Nick tonight about some that I'm having right now. And as simple as David was when he explained, I don't know if it was original with him or not, but how he explained that there's three boxes. You got God's box, your box, and then the box that you have dealt with. As simple as it is to have those boxes, it becomes more difficult sometimes to take it out of our mind, take it out of our life, and say, it's going to go in this box, and I'm going to leave it here. I'm not going to worry about this box, dealing with this box anymore. That's hard. I appreciate what was said, and it's right, and David's right. Amen, David, for what he said. But y'all, the difficult part sometimes is to put it in that box and leave it there. But when we think about what James is saying here, he's saying, submit yourselves to God, surrender. Yield to God in every aspect of your life. What does it mean to yield, to surrender, to submit to God? What does it mean? It means turn your life over to God. We worry about so many things, the election, the sickness, our families, our children, our grandchildren. Things get heavy on our mind and we carry it with us every day. But when we surrender our lives to God, we know that God, and Dale prayed tonight, that God's will be done. I told you all that before. That the wake-up call that I had was at some point in Jay's battle with cancer. I would say that God's will be done. But I wanted my will. I wanted my will to be done because I didn't want Jay to die. But I remember toward the end, finally dawned on me what I was saying and what I was praying, and it hit home with me. And I accept, not that it matters, because God's will is going to be done anyway. But I remember when it finally dawned on me, and I accepted that, and I said, God's will be done, and God, give me the strength to accept what your will is. So many worries can go away when we surrender and we yield to God. Think about the church. Think about how the blessings, how many blessings we have in the church. How important the church is to me and to you. Think about how it was before you were in the church. Think about how it was before you became a Christian. The comparisons that we know about is I used to be blind. And now I can see. I once was lost. And now I'm found. I was unsaved. And now I'm saved. I was going to hell. And now I have hope of heaven. And that's the amazing grace that's found inside salvation. And salvation is found inside the church. Salvation cannot be found outside the body of Christ. It just can't. Because the body of Christ, the church, is Christ's body. His blood was shed so salvation could be found there. And what we have got to do when we surrender, we yield, we give all to God, we give our daily lives to God. You think about this congregation. I don't know who's going to be the next preacher. But you think about us as a family. You think about the motivation that we need to have here at Crescent to carry the tradition on that so many people before us have had. That we're going to stand for the truth, that we're going to be a light on this hill, that we're going to continue to reach out in this community, that we're going to try to win souls to Christ. Folks, that we're going to stay faithful. That we're going to continue to live that Christian life every day of our life, no matter Nick how much those struggles come, we're still going to do it because I've got Nick and Nick's got me and we've got each other. And when hard times come, we're going to continue to preach and teach and to live for God each and every day. That's where our minds need to be going. Is that we're going to impact this community. Keith said to me the other day, and I'm sorry if Keith didn't know what I was going to say this. The other day I was talking to Keith on the phone, and he was talking about when he prays. Now I'm not quoting exactly, but that all of Crescent might be saved. Something along that line is what was saying. And my question to you tonight, how often do you pray, your individual prayer, your prayer before you go to bed at night, do you pray that all of the community in which we live, that they would be saved? If not, why not? Why are we not praying that Crescent, West Carroll, would be saved? When's the last time you prayed that this week that you could touch somebody's life in such a way that they would come to Christ? When's the last time you prayed that? Help me, Lord, this week to find somebody that I can change their life, that I can be an example, that I can tell them about your precious son. Have you prayed that? I want to suggest to you that that's part of surrender to Christ God. If you're committing. You're committing to that Christian life. I said 6 years ago, or nearly 5.5 years ago, nearly 6 years ago when I got here, I'm simple. I can't get complicated. I can't go that deep. But I said one time, I said, you know, the Bible is really simple. What God wants from us is really simple. I said three things. And I hope that y'all always remember this. And if I'm wrong, tell me on the way out that I'm wrong because I missed the mark. But really, the Bible, our responsibility to God is simple. Three things. God wants us, number one, to obey him. He wants us, number two, to worship him. And number three, he wants us to tell everybody else about it. And that's it. That's it in a nutshell. We don't have to complicate it. We don't have to muddy the water. When we do those three things, folks, we're on our way. We're doing what God wants. But then look at James again. We're going to surrender to God, but he follows that up with resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. It's not just enough to surrender to God. You've got to do something else. That's the other side of the coin. You've got to resist the devil. Oh, and Satan's got some helpers. He's got some helpers down here on earth. And they'll come after you. If you want to walk away from God, he'll leave you alone because he's got you. But if you're going to fight and you're going to continue to stay faithful and you're going to worship and you're going to do what we just talked about, trying to win souls to Christ, Satan is going to come after you with everything he's got. So we have to resist Satan with all of our might. And he'll flee from you. Well, how do we do that? Never forget Jay's sermon he preached down in Alabama to the young people, the teenage bunch down there. He used Jesus as an example. After he'd been fasting for 40 days and Satan came to him, you remember that? Satan came to him and tempted Jesus three times. Three times Jesus used the word of God. And every time he would say, it is written. It is written in the scripture. You can't do this. Thou shalt not do this. So how do we resist the devil? How do we overcome the devil? Number one, it's about studying the word of God. Let present be a congregation that carries their Bible and reads their Bible and knows their Bible day in and day out. How do we win souls to Christ? Number one, with a loving heart and knowledge of the word of God. We've got to be able to stand for it. We've got to be able to do the thing. Verse 8. See, it says, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Pull yourself where you need to be. Pray to God. It's not always easy. We get tempted. We get frustrated. We get hit in the mouth, whatever you want to call it. And we get ill, we get upset. But if we'll continue to draw near to God as much as we can, set yourself a goal. I'm going to be closer to God by the end of the day than I was at the beginning. Grade yourself at the end of the day. How did it look? Because God will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, you can't make up your mind with that last part. You can't make up your mind what you want to do. I'd like for all of us to make up our mind tonight. Make up our mind tonight that we're going to continue to serve God here faithfully. We're going to come up with a plan. And we're going to go out in this community and we're going to win souls. And we're going to encourage each other. And we're doing that. But we're going to continue to lift each other up. We're going to make up our mind that we're going to be stronger Christians every day that we live. And we're not going to be double-minded about that. We're going to stand exactly where we need to. Be ye steadfast. What does Paul say? What's the next word? Unmovable. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always apparent in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your life is not enough. Standing exactly where you need to be. Tonight, an invitation song has been chosen. The invitation is always open. You know, you don't have to wait for the end of the sermon and when the song leader comes up here and leads the song to obey the gospel. I've baptized a lot of people in the middle of the night over the years. They might hear a sermon, they might study, somebody might say something to them against the go and baptize somebody. It's a convenient time is what it is. You got people here that love you. If you never obeyed the gospel and never been baptized for the mission of your sins, don't take it for granted. Because you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and you're willing to turn away from sin, and you confess that Jesus is Lord, you can become a child of God tonight through baptism, meeting Jesus' blood, and the water is raised about. If you're here